From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Democrats on Capitol Hill are criticizing what they say is an expanding role in Iraq for a subsidiary of the oil services company Halliburton. Halliburton is the company Dick Cheney ran before he was elected vice president. NPR's John Itzdeep has more.
Back on March 24th, the Bush administration announced that a contract worth up to $7 billion had been awarded to Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton. KBR's primary job, according to the announcement, would be to extinguish oil well fires. But fears that Saddam Hussein would torch vast numbers of wells didn't materialize, and the Army Corps of Engineers said it was likely only $600 million would be spent on the contract. Now, however, California Congressman Henry Waxman, a Democrat, charges the scope of work for the Halliburton subsidiary is expanding.
Now we're finding out it isn't just oil well fires. Halliburton has been designated the oil company for Iraq. They're going to run the oil industry in Iraq, which seems to me questionable when the president and everyone else in this administration has said over and over again, the oil in Iraq belongs to the Iraqi people.
Waxman bases his charge on a letter he received from the head of the Corps of Engineers. It states that the work the Halliburton subsidiary will do in Iraq includes operation of facilities and distribution of petroleum products. Waxman says that's considerably broader in scope than previously known. But today, a Halliburton spokesperson said the operation of facilities and distribution of products was made public in the announcement of the original contract. Corps of Engineers spokesperson Scott Saunders confirmed that.
That was in the contract from the beginning, and in fact, it was in that news release from Department of Defense that I mentioned on March 24th. It was kind of down in paragraph 4, but it was not emphasized by us, by the Corps, or DOD in our correspondence with Congress or in our speaking with the news media, because we thought the operation distribution portions would be dealt with by a follow-on competitively bid contract. As it turns out, the needs of the Iraqi people dictated otherwise, and we had to exercise that option.
Iraqis are in desperate need of gasoline and cooking oil, says Saunders, and the Halliburton subsidiary, KBR, will be involved in meeting that need. Saunders says the distribution will be solely for domestic use in Iraq and not involve oil exports. In his exchange of letters with the Corps, Waxman also raises concerns about the long-term contract Saunders referred to. In a letter to Waxman, Lieutenant General Robert Flowers, who heads the Corps of Engineers, says the Corps is planning a new contract for work in the oil fields that will likely be awarded in August after a competitive bidding process. Corps spokesman Saunders could not say today whether the U.S. Army would award the contract or if it would be awarded by the Iraqi Oil Ministry. This weekend, U.S. officials appointed a new head of the oil ministry, an Iraqi named Thamir Ghatban, and said he and his team would be in charge of Iraq's oil industry. The KBR oil services contract also had a controversial beginning. It was awarded to the Halliburton subsidiary without competitive bidding. There should have been a competitive process, says Peter Singer, a military contracting specialist at the Brookings Institution.
Everyone knew that we were planning to go into Iraq long ago. This is the kind of contingency that you could have planned for years ago, certainly months ago. They were certainly putting the planning together in November of 2002, so you had the time to put this together. It's just, I think they probably chose the default easy way out, and now they're running into all sorts of questions and concerns because of that.
Vice President Cheney's office has repeatedly said that he has no role in Halliburton's operations or the government contracts with his former company. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today, Congressman Waxman never met a Republican he didn't want to investigate, and that the White House does not get involved in who gets contracts. John Itzdeep, NPR News, Washington.